guys. Welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, every once in a while, I decide to record a video, and I have to give it a lot of thought, because I'll record something, and I don't phrase something quite right, or I don't say something, or I don't cover something, and I don't cover it all the way. And so a lot of times in comments, you guys will say, hey, yeah, but what about? And I might get 50 replies with that in it, and I can't respond to each person, yeah, well, blah, blah, blah. And there's some of my videos get 100,000 views, so I also don't want to record another video explaining myself in a previous video, because that gets old, and if you don't have any problem with what I just said, now you're bored. So I'm going to be very careful with my wording in this video, and so if you see some jump cuts or some pauses, it's not because I'm editing something that I said bad out or anything, but it's that maybe I either went too far or I had to cut something in to explain myself a little better. This is a tough video for me, and I think it has to do, this is one of the reasons why when they call men bad because we have stoicism and that's one of the toxic male traits, I disagree with it, because I think being able to discuss things and look at things from opposite views benefits us. If we just all get in our own bubble and we say, I feel this way about everything, and if you disagree, you're wrong, and I'm not going to listen to you, that does us as a person a disservice. It doesn't allow us to maybe learn something or at least see things from the other side. So this has to touch on politics. There's just no ways about it. But it's not the core of my story here, my reasons. But I have to use it as an example because these are the stories that get all the press, and there's news articles written about it. There are cases that don't involve politics, and but they don't make the news, and so it's very hard for me to discuss them. When you take someone like Harvey from Hollywood, I can't say his full name because that dings my video. Harvey from Hollywood, who is a Democrat, and he had an agreement with actresses that they would do favors for him of the adult variety, and he would do favors for them in placing them in roles. We call this the casting couch in the United States. This was an agreement that was seemingly made between him and some of these actresses. Years later, the actresses came out and said, no, I was coerced. I felt like I was forced into doing this, and thus the Me Too was born. This movement was born. And then, unfortunately, in one case, it might be, hey, this was a good idea. Yes, you look at President Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. She kind of said, hey, I felt like I needed to do this to keep my job or to so on and so forth. I felt pressured into it. And so it was a case of the movement, the Me Too movement, came out to protect women from men that were being bad actors and doing bad things. Now, whether you agree that Harvey had an agreement and the women kind of changed their minds after their agreement was made, or you think that it was a fair deal, either way, that's not what this is about. But this is the point is that this is why it was made, that why this movement got started. Now, during early on, when women would say, hey, this person did something bad against me, this person of power did something bad against me, and instantly they were hushed, quieted, swept under the rug, and they weren't listened to, this is where the Believe All Women movement came from. Now, these two movements, the problem is when you give one side too much power, one side of anything. So if you look at Germany in the early 1900s, Germany had a lot of power. They abused it. They misused it, and they did bad things with it. It caused world wars. Well, when you give one side too much power, the ability to abuse it is very apparent, and it can quickly get out of control, which is why a lot of the videos that I've talked about in my previous segments has been about the misuse of Me Too and the misuse of Believe All Women. Because when a woman comes forward and says something and you're just supposed to believe her, there's no defense for the male. There's no way a guy can say, well, this isn't true. Let's look at evidence. Well, these allegations that are happening, whether it was to Trump, to Joe Biden, to Kavanaugh, so on and so forth, happened 20, 25 years ago, and there's very little proof that anything happened. And so by coming, I don't like any of this coming out 20 or 25 years after the fact for anyone. I think that if something happens, We need to let it get into the court system. We need to let the law handle it. And no, they don't always handle it the best. And a lot of times they tend to side with the women, even if there is no evidence, such as in the case of Harvey in Hollywood. So, and if you don't know who I'm talking about, just Google Hollywood, Harvey, you know, Me Too. And that'll kind of give you the storyline there. But I don't want to touch on that. That's not, again, the point of this video. So now these allegations are coming out 20, 25 years after the fact, and it's only being really supported by one side. The Democrats are quietly trying to make all the accusations against Joe Biden go away, but these are also the same people that were the champions of the Me Too. They're also the champions of the Believe All Women. So I want to record this, and then I want to talk a little bit about it and kind of show you the other side of the coin. You know, if you drink not enough water, you will dehydrate and you will die. If you drink too much water, you get hyponatremia, which is the desalinization of the body, and you will die. If you drink salt water directly, it will dehydrate you and you will die. So it's accurate to say, I need to drink water to live. It's also accurate to say, if I drink water, I will die. It's, you have to say if too much water or not enough. There are words in there that are missing. Let me get to my recording and you'll see what I'm talking about. So we have here from the Daily Caller, at least six people now have corroborated details of Tara Reid's allegation against Joe Biden. So if you're not into politics or American politics, that's okay. That's not what this is about, but because this is a story that's, there are many sides being written in the news, this is a very easy one to cover. But it says at least six people have corroborated details of Tara Reid's allegations against Joe Biden. Reid has accused him of kissing her, touching her, and penetrating her naughty bits without her consent as she worked as a staffer in 1993. Reid's mother, brother, former neighbor, former coworker, and at least two friends have corroborated details of her story. So we have other people that are backing her up. She's not asking for money. She's not asking for any favors. She's just bringing her story forth. Again, this many years after the fact, there is really very little proof other than other people saying, yes, she told me this story at the time. But again, there's no proof. So do we believe her or not? Well, remember, with the Me Too movement and with the Believe All Women movement, it was no matter what, we need to listen to them. And so we've been kind of against that because it gives one side too much power. I can just say this guy did something without any proof. He is held liable. Well, I don't like these allegations, but they're here. So let's dissect this a little bit further. So Lisa Bloom, and I want to hover over her Twitter handle here. Lisa Bloom is a trial lawyer fighting for victims of discrimination, harassment, and abuse. So she protects people that have been had bad things happen to them. And this is what she posted on Twitter. She says, I believe you, Tara Reid. You have people who remembered you. Let me rephrase that. You have people who remembered you told them about this decades ago. We know Joe Biden is handsy. You're not asking for money. You've obviously struggled mightily with this. I still have to fight Trump. I will support Joe. But I believe you, and I'm sorry. So basically what Lisa Bloom, another woman, is saying is, I do believe what's happened to you. But I think Orange Man bad. I don't like President Trump. So I'm still going to support the guy that did this to you to get this other guy that I don't like out of office. Not very good support. But at least she can say, hey, I'm being believed. I'm being listened to, even though people disagree with me. And they're still holding politics to a higher level than the alleged bad actions. Well, journalist Kurt Eichenwald demands perp walk for Joe Biden accuser. I literally hate Tara Reid. I hope she rots in hell. So he comes out and basically, I'm not going to read down through the whole story, but basically what he comes out and says is, look, I think you have other ulterior motivations. So I do not believe you. And I hate you. Now you can say, okay. It's still a point where he says, anybody that reports on this should be quieted. Let's just let this lie. And you say, okay, well, these are very old allegations. But to say that he literally hates Tara Reid, that's going a bit strong, don't we think? Now, yeah, again, we don't know her motives for doing this. Why 20, 25 years later? But he's saying now that he hates this woman for coming forth. Okay. Let's move on. A Biden delegate declares Reid's accusation false. Judging by the position of her naughty bits, she would have had to give him some cooperation. A Democratic National Convention delegate and supporter of former Vice President Joe Biden resigned from his post in the New Hampshire legislature last Saturday after making a host of shocking and horrifying claims about Tara Reid. The woman who was accused Joe Biden of bad actions, including that the act in question, which Reid described in detail in her allegations, required Reid to cooperate, meaning she lied about the alleged attack. New Hampshire State Rep. Richard Comey resigned from his position after tweeting late last week that Reid was just looking for attention and blaming Reid for essentially asking for her own alleged case. Reid claimed to a progressive podcast in April that Biden pressed her against a wall before forcing his hand up her skirt and then fondling and touching her naughty bits. Reid has no concrete proof of her claims, but several of her family members, a coworker, and a neighbor say Reid gave them contemporaneous accounts of the alleged incident. Comey had another theory about Reid's interaction with a former Delaware senator. Judged by the position of the female naughty bits, it will not be easy for anyone to just put their finger in there, unless there is some cooperation from the female herself. This is why I believe Tara Reid's allegation is false. She's now looking for attention, Comey said Friday, in what Fox News said is a now-deleted tweet. Comey's claims are nothing short of a shocking and representative of the pushback women often receive when alleging bad actions, pushback that the Me Too and other anti-bad action campaigns were ostensibly formed to confront. Of course, Reid, who has accused the 2020 Democrat presidential nomination of these bad actions, has received none of the protections afforded to earlier accusers, like before many of those who might be first to believe all women are Biden supporters. But Comey's claims were so outrageous that they immediately caught the eye of his superior in the New Hampshire legislature, who demanded his resignation. Next story. Joe Biden supporters up attacks on liar Tara Reid, demand FBI investigate reporters covering the story. So in other words, Tara Reid comes forward. She says, hey, this happened to me. And some news reporters reported on it, just like they did Kavanaugh, just like they did Trump, just like they did everyone else. And people now say that the reporters that covered the story should be investigated by the FBI. So here's what we've got going on. And this, I think, is what's so concerning for me. Number one, this Comey guy. I don't care the politics of the guy. But when you say something incredibly stupid like that, and when everybody on one side of the fence just will beat down President Trump, will beat down Joe Kavanaugh over these accusations, but then when a woman says a Democrat did the same thing, and they say, hey, number one, anyone reporting on this should be investigated by the FBI. And number two, you have these guys coming out and saying, you know what, she's lying, and here's why, because of the angle of the female's naughty bits, and because of, well, all of a sudden, we're not going to listen to this woman because it doesn't fit our narrative. Well, these are the reasons why these movements started. And when men like this talk like this, they give power to the reasons why those movements started. And what does that do? That does something bad, which is empowering these movements. Look, you should never believe all women. You just shouldn't. You should never believe all men. You should never just believe anyone. Because everybody has the capacity, when you have that kind of power, to misuse it. That's why these movements got started, because men were misusing some of their power. But to let it swing in the other direction and say, well, you just have to believe a woman because she said it, no, that's wrong. If something happens, we need them to come forward. We need them to be listened to. We need to take their story as credible, and we need to do investigation to find out what backup or what proof there is that this occurred. But it seems to go only one of two ways right now. Number one, a woman says something happened and everybody dogpiles on the guy she's accusing without any evidence, and he gets roasted. That's not fair. Number two, a woman comes forth, in this case, says, this happened to me also. And here's what proof I have. I'm not asking for anything, and I don't know if the other women were asking for anything either, but this is what they put in the news story. I'm not asking for anything. I'm not asking that he goes to jail. I just want to get my story out there. And she's attacked and told, do not listen to her. She's a liar. She's this, she's that, and all the bad things, right? What happened to the middle ground? Again, too little water, we dehydrate and die. Too much water, hyponatremia, we die. What about the middle ground? What about the, a woman comes forth with an accusation, we listen to her, we do research, we find if there is any proof of the story, and if there isn't, I'm sorry. It's innocent until proven guilty. If we don't even listen to her story, well, that's, now we've gone too far the other side. We have to find that happy middle ground where if a story comes forth, we listen, we will believe the fact that she thinks this happened. We do our research. We find evidence. If the evidence is there, we hold the man accountable. If the evidence is not there, the man is not accountable. This is a situation where there's that fine gray area in between the two. And we need to listen, but we also need to have proof. Innocent until proven guilty. In a case that's 25 years old, you can do neither. But if someone brings forward the story, report it, say this is being said, and then move on. Whether that's for the president, whether that's for Kavanaugh, whether that's for anyone in any country, or whether it's for Joe Biden. You know, we can't take these allegations and just run with them. You put the stories out there, let her story be heard, and then let people judge the credibility of it based on their own opinion. This is where, when I talked about, it's the hour-long videocast or YouTube thing that I did a few days ago about social media and tech giants making our decisions for us and deciding what we can and cannot say. This is the problem with this, is that there is no critical thought. You need to be able to say, you know something, I think those movements are bad. But I can also see moments where you say, you know what, this is why those movements are around, is because people doing the opposite. And so stoicism and having the ability to step back and critically look at something and think about it is what we need in a case like this. I don't know. What do you guys think? Because I know many of us feel that those movements have done irreparable harm against men. But then here we have proof of why they actually exist. What do you guys think about this? I'd love to hear your thoughts about it. Let me know in the comments below. And I'll kind of leave it there and just let you make up your own mind about it. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you again for those of you that have donated. I really, really appreciate it. You send me nice little messages along with your donation, but I don't have a way to reply doing it that way. So I will just thank you here for everyone that's done that for me. And of course, as always, if you don't want to donate that way, like, comment, share, subscribe. That's the way to do it. Guys, we'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, sometimes you can have two completely different views of the same object, and both of them could be true.